Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., Julie interviews experts on all areas of clutter, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Learn easy to implement tips on how to release clutter and get organized to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. An award-winning professional organizer and coach, Julie also shares suggestions to help you live clutter-free for a more joyful and fulfilling life. Do you let go of clutter, but then at no time it's back to the way it was? Do your books on releasing clutter and getting organized collect dust on a shelf? Do you know you need to dig deeper on releasing clutter, but keep getting stuck? Our Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, Releasing and Affirming MP3s support you in all areas of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Hey everyone, today we're going to be talking about sentimental objects. It's spring cleaning, it's a great time to declutter and get organized, but sometimes sentimental objects can stop us right in our tracks. Every decision that we made suddenly goes out the window, so I wanted to offer some suggestions to help you when you're dealing with items of sentimental value. Ages ago, well, hopefully not quite ages ago, I heard Peter Walsh speak before he was famous when I was living in Pasadena, California. Now, at the time, my grandmother, whom I was very close with, had passed away. It had been, I think, about 6 or 8 months, and I was very fortunate that my aunt and my aunts and father had wanted to make sure that everyone in the family had something for my grandmother or my grandfather or within the family. And one of the items that I received was this beautiful bedroom set. It's an antique now. It had been her bedroom set as a child, has a mirror desk. It's really quite lovely. I love antiques, so I really appreciate it. We have it in our guest room, and so it is used whenever someone comes over. When I was a child, that's where my brothers and I slept. So it's a really great feeling, and I get to see my grandmother, so to speak, every day. But another item that I got was a set of dishes. I remember her using these when I was a child. Now, at that time, they were white, and they were daisies, had pretty little daisies with the greenery on them. Now, I'm guessing, knowing my grandmother, she probably got a free set when she opened up a bank account. When she downsized, when my grandfather died, they sat in the basement for probably a decade or two and weren't used. Now, I was given these dishes, so by the time I received them, they were dingy. They were gray. They were no longer white. But I had still kept them because I was like, oh my gosh, these belong to my grandmother. I can't let them go. If I'm letting them go, I'm letting my grandmother go. And then I heard Peter speak, and he said that a lot of times what happens is we take the memories of a person or an event and infuse that onto an object. As we all know, we have memories in our heart and our head. My grandmother wasn't in those dishes, and I knew that, but I had placed those memories on those and had trouble letting them go. After hearing Peter speak, I left the next day, and I was able to donate the dishes. I felt great and lighter and wonderful, but I still had her antique furniture, which I love. I got use out of it, and again, anytime guests come over, that's where they stay. I'd encourage you to remember, if you give value to everything, then nothing has value. Many times I see people having parents or relatives' stuff just sitting in a garage or an attic collecting dust. It's never been opened. It's been in the box where they received it. I like to think when people pass on, they want us to be happy. They want us to be free, and they give you permission to give away what you no longer want. If something is collecting dust in a box, then you aren't really honoring it. Does it really have that much sentiment and value to you if you don't honor it? I'm going to encourage you to remember that it's a process. I was involved on an on and off relationship for much too longer than I should have been. But when it was finally over, I was able to let go of most of the items from a relationship. Not everything. I was in a grieving process. This was someone I thought we might end up married. And so I let go of what I could at the time, and it was probably about a year before I was able to let go of the rest of things. So like anything, if you can't let it go today, tomorrow, in a week, 6 weeks, that's okay. Don't beat yourself up. I'm going to encourage you, though, to stick with it. Try to go through everything and work on being able to release things. I'm going to suggest that you tackle at a time when you have the most energy. Get support if you need it, professionally or personally. If you're going to have a friend help you, I'd encourage you to find a friend that's non-judgmental, that's neutral, can ask you some questions to help you. Allow your time to process and grieve and deal with your emotions. I wouldn't say to someone a week after they lost a parent, well, it's time to go through everything. You got to let it go. There's no sentiment to that. Of course not. Honor your emotions. Give yourself the time to grieve. Now, if you're challenged, I'd like to offer some suggestions. Say there was a fire in your home and you knew you'd only get maybe $100,000. What items would you replace? If you're honest with yourself, if some of those things were gone, would you feel relief? Don't feel guilt if you feel relief. Sometimes, again, I've seen it happen before. One family member is burdened more than the others to hold on to everything, and when no one else wants it, but they don't want people to get rid of it. If that's too tough, ask yourself, if I had to move this, would I pay to move this? That might help you to release more. You can pick the most important items and honor them. Maybe you create a little table arrangement. Or one thing I did from our honeymoon was create a shadow box with tickets and different things when we went over to Italy. You could create a collage. I had a client who had lots of t-shirts from high school, and she made those into a quilt. She uses a quilt all the time, and she has the memories of her t-shirts. Try this exercise. Box up the item and write the date down. If you don't miss or use anything in 6 months, consider letting it go. Take pictures. You could always make them into a book or keep them on a computer. One thing I try to ask myself is, can someone else get better use from it? Is there another family member or friend that might appreciate it more? Consider finding a charity that you resonate with that might get better use out of it, or possibly they could sell it to raise funds for their charity. What would you gain if you released all of that sentimental clutter? And again, it's not clutter if you use it, you love it, you honor it. Keep the things that are important and have value to you, such as the antique furniture of my grandmother's bedroom set, and release the stuff that really is clutter, such as dingy dishes. Remember to tackle a time when you have the most energy. Don't try to do everything right away if you've just lost someone. Allow your time to process everything and grieve. Remember when I broke up with my boyfriend, I got rid of most of it, but not all of it. It took another year before I was able to let everything go. And if you need to, get support professionally or personally. If you're going to have a friend help you, make sure they're not judgmental, can ask good questions, and will be a good sounding board and supportive. So remember, memories of the person or an event aren't infused onto the objects. You have your heart and your head to remember that wonderful person or those amazing times. You can still have your items of value and sentiment, but honor them. Don't allow them to be clutter that comes with the price. Okay, everyone, I'm going to encourage you to release some sentimental clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Do you let go of clutter, but then at no time it's back to the way it was? Do your books on releasing clutter and getting organized collect dust on a shelf? Do you know you need to dig deeper on releasing clutter, but keep getting stuck? Our Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, Releasing and Affirming MP3s support you in all areas of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Thanks for tuning in to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of 10 clutter-free living tips. Ready to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire? Learn about Julie's coaching, ebooks, online monthly decluttering classes, how to organize your life, office hours, and her unique clutter-free living mastermind at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. You can also watch all episodes on YouTube or download on iTunes and more. Join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.